Iyo mwiti mwanandu mwiti. Mwiti ya tapa kuna nise. Mwiti mwe.
04
Soweto, 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 Mwenda. Soweto, Amakos, Mwenda. Mwenda po. Halo, direct Soweto, Mwenda, Amakos, Uku.
0530
Parafini, Parafini, Makota Pela, Makota Pela, Unga, Unga, Gastoma, Zipiango, Gastoma, Zipiango,
Dica Chitica, Musafim Pereira, Qua.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours. 12:45. And at 8:50. Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna kulala.
The headline on Kumbon Radio.
Police apprehend a suspect in Katete murder. Sensali miner shut down as sparks of security concerns in Chingola. And in African news, Eswatini angers Madagascar junta for hosting deposed leader. The news in detail, my name is Blessed Chwawa. A man believed to be mentally challenged has been apprehended for the murder of a 55-year-old man in Katete District, Eastern Province. The suspect, Simon Piri, aged between 33 and 40, was arrested at Chadula village, about 5 kilometers from the scene, after being identified by villagers during a pursuit. Piri is now at St. Francis Mission Hospital with head and body injuries sustained after being attacked by a mob during his arrest. Eastern Province Police Commanding Officer Robertson Mwemba, who confirms the development, says his condition is critical. Mr. Mwemba explained that the deceased, Mulongoti Banda, was found murdered at his home in Chasauka village in the early hours of February 9th, around 2 hours. His younger brother discovered him in a pool of blood while Piri was nearby threatening anyone who approached. Villagers tried to intervene, but the suspect initially fled before being caught. And Mr. Mwemba says the police are currently investigating the case. Chingola-based community activist Christopher Chanda has raised concern over rising cases of theft and insecurity in Lulamba area following the suspension of illegal mining activities at Senseli mine. The operation was halted after a series of accidents and mine collapses that claimed lives and left several others injured, prompting government intervention. Mr. Chanda further revealed that funds were reportedly raised to compensate former mine workers and appealed to those managing the money to ensure fair and transparent distribution to the rightful beneficiaries. He also said the mine had been providing livelihoods to many youths, particularly young men locally known as Jeraboys or stone dealers, and that its closure has left many of them stranded and struggling to survive.
Our people, especially by area Twai Kadila, Papa Chigayo area, because there are Pachigayo area, well, it's a benefit a lot from Iyaka Sensen. And for that of why Sadila closure, our community now, Iliquatina Kadimon, White Elephant, nothing is happening, and safety is one of the problems that we are facing in our community. And for that, it's not a ideal for me as someone who wants to be a leader for this ward. So I'm not happy. I'm really disappointed.
Something else.
That children are back. So security is the priority for our community in Yolamba Ward.
Ndola City Council has warned that poor waste management, illegal developments, and non-payment of levies are hampering our service delivery and affecting residents. Council Public Relations Manager Rebecca Mshota says these challenges have strained the council's ability to maintain cleanliness, infrastructure, and administrative efficiency. She notes that indiscriminate waste disposal, illegal construction, and unauthorized property extensions have led to unplanned settlements, making our services difficult and costly to provide. Ms. Mshota adds that unlawful tree cutting has worsened environmental degradation, while many residents are failing to follow proper building procedures, has forced the council into resource-heavy enforcement actions. She further expressed concern over low compliance in paying property rates and levies, which limits funds for waste collection, road maintenance, and other essential civic services. Royal Highnesses of the Lala Swaka people of Luano District, Central Province, have called on the government to begin the construction of their palaces. Speaking on behalf of six traditional leaders, Chief Kaundula appealed to the Minister of Local Government and Rural Development to honor its pledge to provide the facilities. He expressed concern that while construction of some palaces has started elsewhere, works are for Senior Chief Mboroma, Chief Mbosha, Chief Chembe, Chief Chikupili, Chief Kaundula, and Chief Kanyesha have not yet commenced. Chief Kaundula noted that the existing palaces in Luano District are in a dilapidated condition and urged authorities to prioritize the replacement to preserve the dignity of traditional leadership. We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Ela, chokako. Bwana wa mabwana afika.
Oh, sasa ndio bwana mabwana. Ni phone ya wagula.
Manje, wizi walola maximati. It's for the biggest bosses.
You heard right. Unganikale bwana wa mabwana with MTN's Alola Max. A fast 4G smartphone with a big screen, good camera, long-lasting battery, 32GB memory storage, and 2 SIM card slots. All for just 795 kwacha. The Alola Max also comes with 3GB free data every month for 3 months. Alola Maximwe. Get yours today from any MTN service center. MTN, what are we doing today?
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business rate, mitengo, zama oda, zamene jarandira, ife, ta Company Radio, nizi.
Tifte keji ondwe 100 kwacha. Tifte keji Chinese 250. Tifte keji repu 440. Sitekeji Chihuahua.